This is Fionn Jones on the 15th of August, and I want to talk about tomorrow's Tuesday topic. I think it's number 193. And what I've decided to do in the light of the dreadful riots that we had last week is to explore the difference between top-down agenda setting in public engagement and what I'm calling bottom-up. And it's inspired by the realization of the huge role that social media played last week, both for good and evil purposes, and how this appears to set the agenda for all those dialogues that everybody now, maybe belatedly, admit needs to take place with young people and other disaffected parts of society. And I've contrasted that with the more formalistic, top-down agenda setting we have when public bodies organise consultations. Because in that latter example, somebody somewhere has put before the public or put before stakeholders a fairly narrow range of options for consideration. And to contrast the two approaches, I think is useful. It's what I've done in the Tuesday topic. And on the subject of selecting options, I think everybody needs to be aware that there's a really important court case looming in September. And it concerns the Royal Brompton Hospital, which is taking the NHS to judicial review on the occasion of its omission from the options for the future of children's cardiac surgery in this country. Now, the case is going to turn quite substantially on whether the option development process, you know, the choice of which options to go with, was fair or not. And on the skeleton argument that I've now been studying, presented by the Royal Brompton, and it's on their website, I think you will find a number of suggestions that the process wasn't transparent, it wasn't unbiased, and it wasn't fair. Now, let's go back to the rioters and their desperate need to have a dialogue, at least some of them, with public bodies. We have top-down formal processes. We have very, very informal, almost anarchic processes of putting things on the agenda going up. Do you know, maybe there is a coming together and the watchword will be co-production, because where the users of services sit down with the providers of services, then there is the opportunity to get practical ideas and practical solutions that people can consider together. And that's basically the direction I've taken the Tuesday topic, which is available to all our members tomorrow and will be available to other people on polite request of Martin Woodrow in the Consultation Institute office.